before it was called human resources, it used to be called personnel. My boss, who was the director of HR, thought that the secretary that worked for general counsel was very attractive. And one day she came in a, I guess it was like a dress that was very form-fitting. So again, this is the director of personnel, and he's calling her name and he's laying dollars down on the floor as he's backing up towards his office.
Towards the end of my time there, we had some pregnant women. Man, the comments, especially those in leadership, that of maternity leave being a vacation, or when we had to extend a reasonable accommodation for a pregnant woman, well, we might as well fire her. We're just giving away money for free. What's the point of this? I even had several women who were scared to announce their pregnancies.
That was very, very common. As I grew through the ranks, I remember when I got promoted to director, the very first thing that they called it, you know, executive coaching. He got feedback about me from my peers as well as the people under me. The feedback was that I was smart and I knew I was smart, but I was intimidating to everybody else. And so the feedback for me was to energy match and to basically make myself smaller so that they could be comfortable, which was wild as hell to me.
I mean, the sexism, the racism ran rampant. I think it still does. And because we're brought up in this culture of like, you know, climb the ladder, do what you got to do. Yeah. Oftentimes you have that nervous chuckle, that uncomfortable chuckle, or you turn the other cheek, or and
you learn to stay silent, because the few times that you do say something,
you're the troublemaker.